Are you going to stay in the car or are you going to walk out?
The only thing is when I get out of the car, my light is going to come on. I lean out the window as far as I can and start talking to it. I'll try it that way. I don't want the light to come on and frighten it.
All right, go ahead. Go with your instincts if you want to. You can stay in the car, but just make noises sound like you're trying to communicate and see if they come closer.
And I'll let you know what happened. I have sounds right on the corner, and I have sounds off to my left side, going your way. The forest is a little bit on the thicker side. I'm talking to it. I have an open hand. Right now, all I hear is like a stepping back and forth.
That sounds good. Does it sound like a little animal or a big animal?
It sounds big.
I just heard a big stick break.
This is Scott. We're right by Rips. Big just ran through the woods behind us.
What exactly did you hear?
Several footsteps.
Okay, the thing that ran behind you, how far away was it from you?
No more than 50 feet moving toward where Lori is.
Okay, I'm wondering if whatever it is smells the bacon, because Julia spilled bacon grease up the road towards that way.
Right now,
I am a little on the terrified side. I'm sorry.
No problem.
That was a hard one to admit.